We talk this time with Nigel Roach, the head of the Sign Bright Foundation's library. Nigel will take us on a journey through the history of Fleet Street, the birthplace of the modern newspapers. Get ready to a time travel of more than 500 years that, thanks to Nigel Roach's wisdom, will only take us a brief while.
Well, printing comes to England in 1476. William Caxton is the first printer in this country. But he printed not here in London, but at Westminster, which we think of today as part of London. But then, in the 15th century, it was a different place. But his successor, Wynkyn de Worde, moved to Fleet Street in 1500. And he is the father of Fleet Street. He's the first printer in Fleet Street.
So, and what happened next?
From that point on, there is continual printing in Fleet Street until the end of the 20th century. From the time of Wynkyn de Worde in 1500 until the end of the 20th century, we have continual presence of printers in Fleet Street. The successors to Wynkyn de Worde and the apprentice boys who had been trained at his firm set up as printers alongside. So the number of printers in the 16th century grows. And before very long, we find that they are dividing up the market between themselves, so that one printer will do books of law, one books of music, one books of medicine, and so on.
And when did they start to publish newspapers?
The 17th century brings the newspaper. We don't have newspapers as we understand them before about 1620. But a newspaper, as we would think of a newspaper, containing several stories, a miscellany of news, and repeated on a regular basis, however long the interval, it doesn't matter, it can be weekly, daily, monthly. That really starts in about 1620. The first English newspaper comes out in Rotterdam, and then they're copied over here in London very quickly, soon after.
And how is the next century?
In the rest of the 18th century, the newspapers grow and grow, and they begin a love-hate relationship with the government.
And why? Explain that, please.
Governments have never been particularly fond of newspapers. It's not that they report the news, it's that they report the news and then comment on it. It's the commentary. The government answer here was to tax newspapers very heavily. There are really only two schools of thought to control the newspaper press. One is what we think of as the continental model, the French, the Germans. You have to send proofs of the newspaper to the police station at 2 o'clock in the morning. They tell you what you must not print. Yeah, this is the continental model.
And what is the other model?
We are Englishmen. We don't do it that way. What we do is tax the newspapers so heavily that only the rich, who probably support the government, can afford them. And newspapers from the beginning of the 18th century, for a century and a half, from about 1710 to 1860, were very heavily taxed.
How this taxation affected the newspaper industry?
That newspaper stamp duty was literally impressed on the corner of the newspaper, and it was done at Somerset House, which is just the end of Fleet Street here, at the beginning of the Strand. Paper was opened up, spread out. All the corners were stamped with these egg-sized marks saying tax paid and so on. And then the paper would eventually go back to the newspaper office and be printed to become the newspaper. So it was before the newspaper was printed, not after. That took place at Somerset House, and it's one of the main reasons why the newspaper press had to be within spitting distance of Somerset House, very, very close indeed to Somerset House.
Were there more reasons for newspapers to stay all around Fleet Street?
The advantage of living next door to all the other papers is that when we get into the 20th century and advertising becomes more organized, big national advertisers design the advertisement and then they go down Fleet Street and they hand one into each newspaper office. So the newspapers can swap material. Although they're deadly rivals in theory, in fact they all cooperate very closely. They can all talk together, they all use the same pubs. The community of newspapers is a positive thing.
But apart from that reason, what was the need for them to remain together in the same street?
The technology keeps the newspapers in the same place, because what happens is the newspaper can never miss a day. It can never miss a day's publication. This is the theory. If we miss a day's publication, you can never sell yesterday's newspaper tomorrow. You know, it has to be current. And therefore, the newspaper offices stay in the same place. And right through the 19th century, as the mechanization of the newspaper industry takes hold, this is what happens. And in the 20th century, you've still got the same newspapers in the same premises. They've been rebuilt little bit by little bit, but they're still in the same place.
And what made the difference in the 20th century?
Eventually, at the end of the 20th century, something quite different happens. We change the technology altogether. We're not incrementally improving it, putting in a better machine, a faster this, you know, a more quality conscious printing surface. We're not doing it like that. We're saying the process we have used for the last 500 years is now dead, and we're going to use something totally different. And this is the point at which all the newspapers leave Fleet Street.